Hey, it's Shanda Renee, and as you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I am a triple negative breast cancer survivor of 5 years just last week, so I know how important spreading awareness is, and you know I always do my monthly self-exam reminders, and ladies, schedule your mammograms. I have had the pleasure and honor of speaking with a bunch of breast cancer survivors and those who are currently going through treatment this year, and today I am on the phone with Susan. Hi.
Hi, Shannon.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Very good. Can you tell me, before we get into all the cancer stuff and your journey through that, but can you just tell me a little bit about you?
Yes, I am 74 years old.
Uh-huh.
I have 3 adult children. I am a fairly recent widow, last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm currently undergoing cancer treatment at Karmanos. I have a wonderful doctor there, Dr. Assad.
Uh-huh.
And just going through the journey, hopefully, and putting one foot in front of the other.
How long have you been on this journey, Susan?
Since 2020, March of 2020.
And I understand that you were diagnosed right before the pandemic happened, which I know from talking to so many people during that time, that really puts a strain on, you know, your treatments that you're able to go to, who is able to go with you. And I know that you kind of had a difficult time during that time with your treatment as well, right?
Yes, it was, as you said, a very scary time because it was the first week of COVID that I was diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
So all the traditional hospital protocols dealing with a recently diagnosed breast cancer patient kind of fell by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a very difficult time. And the other thing that was the problem was all throughout those months of that year, I had to go through every appointment, treatment by myself. No one could go into the hospital with me or the doctor appointments. And the bad thing was I was treated through September of that year with chemo. And September 11th of the year, my husband had taken me to my second to last chemo treatment. And unfortunately, he had a blood clot.
Oh.
And they died instantly.
I'm so very sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Yeah, that was very difficult. So that was another issue I had to deal with on top of the cancer diagnosis.
It's such a stressful time already. And, you know, to have, you know, another situation like that come up during that time, I can't even imagine. I have said before, you know, in the past here that, you know, my boyfriend at the time had passed away. So did my dad. And then I was diagnosed with cancer right after. I mean, all within 4 years of each other, you know what I mean? So I know just me even going through that beforehand and then getting the cancer diagnosis after the fact, I couldn't imagine doing both. And so, I mean, you have some strength that I can't even imagine.
Well, you have to go on. But the difficult thing for me was right after my husband passed away, I was nearing the end of my chemo treatment and I still had surgery ahead of me and radiation. And I kind of went through this, which I think is very common with people who are going through a grief process. I almost didn't want to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to, because I think with cancer, you have to be always positive. You always want to choose life. And so eventually I did gradually came out of my grief. And then I had to sort of plant my feet in the ground and go forward and think life is worth living. I've got to get back now to fighting this cancer as far as my attitude and, you know, showing up for treatments on time and that kind of thing. You had to go on.
Still take care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So I just want to reverse just a little bit going back. So you found your tumor on a mammogram, and then you were diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer, which I was also diagnosed with myself. What was it like for you getting that diagnosis?
Well, it was really awful because I'd been healthy all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for some reason, I had read somewhere that if a person is in good health after age 50, they're pretty much guaranteed a long life. And my mother lived to be 102.
Oh, wow.
So I was really shocked at age 70 to have gotten the diagnosis. And I mentioned that to the nurse at the time. And she and I said, you know, here I was. I had no really health issues. And she said, well, you turn 70, and apparently ages can be a factor in breast cancer.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, but it was, of course, any cancer diagnosis is scary, but then the triple negative is even more daunting. But again, it's something that's, as we know right now, is being looked into very extensively in, as far as research and new treatments. So even though it's a scary diagnosis, there's still, you still have that very hopeful outlook and realize that as much as can be done is being done to resolve those challenges.
Well, I have faith that you will also see this 5-year cancer-free anniversary as well.
Thank you.
You know, it's such a huge milestone with our type of cancer that it's very unlikely to reoccur after those 5 years. So I have faith that you will be here right here with me.
Thank you. I hope so, too. I have that faith, too.
I'm glad that you brought up the research aspect. I know Karmanos Cancer Institute is leading the way in a lot of, cancer research, not just with breast cancer. So you are a patient there. Can you tell me about your experience with Karmanos? How was the doctors? How was your treatment?
Well, I have to say I had a wonderful experience with the radiology department. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dominello was just amazing, and his staff was very supportive and very thorough in the treatments that I received. Their treatment and their outlook at the time they were treating me came at just the right time. I was kind of in a really low point, mm-hmm. Emotionally and mentally, and very hopeful staff. They were wonderful. And of course, I have Dr. Assad, who's my oncologist. She's wonderful. She is currently very involved in research, which is, again, very reassuring to have a doctor who's on top of the latest treatments. And so my experience has been very positive with Karmanos as far as the doctors and treatments.
That makes me so happy to hear. And they do provide services and everything, following treatment. And I don't know if you were able to utilize any of their services, when your husband passed during your treatment. Did they have anything like that for you?
Yes, they did make that offer. Now, I, at the time, did not, I had some actually outside resources that mm-hmm. I was using, but they do provide those resources. I know as far as dealing with the emotional and psychological issues of cancer diagnosis, mm-hmm. and I know they provide that. But one thing that's interesting for me is I have always been interested in watercolor, and when I retired 10 years ago, I took it up again, and I have seen and probably will take advantage of the fact that Karmanos offers different types of art workshops and craft workshops and support groups where you can talk out your concerns. So that's a wonderful thing that Karmanos offers. And I strongly urge people to take advantage, if they are a patient there, to take advantage of those other outside resources that they provide, because my goodness, having something like art or anything that takes your mind off your worries is always valuable. And they do have those type of classes and workshops available, as well as, like you said, professional people that can speak to you about your concerns of the challenges going through the journey. So that's very, very helpful, I would think.
Yes, for sure. So having gone through a breast cancer diagnosis now, what other pieces of advice or message do you have for other women going out there, whether it's, doing self-exams, scheduling your mammograms, once you receive the diagnosis, what do you want to tell other women out there?
I think most importantly is to get that mammogram, get that checkup. I know a lot of women are afraid. In the past, I might have been guilty of that too a long time ago, because when I was younger, people didn't talk about breast cancer. And when we heard about a woman who had gotten breast cancer, it was so frightening. And so consequently, if you were going for an exam or a mammogram, you were so afraid they might find something. And I know women that actually will put off that type of appointment because right. they're afraid, well, what if they find something? And I just spoke to my neighbor 2 days ago, and she said, you're such an inspiration to me. She knows the journey I'm going through. And she said, I went and had a mammogram, and she said, oh my goodness, they found something.
Yeah.
Turns out it was just a cyst, mm-hmm. benign cyst. It was nothing. But she was so grateful for that peace of mind. And also, my daughter now is considered somebody they want to watch because of my diagnosis. She's 40 years old now. And so consequently, when I was diagnosed, she went and had a mammogram. It's her baseline. Uh-huh. And now they know, they know what to look for. And she's really on top of those because breast cancer, unfortunately, can occur in younger women, as we all know.
Absolutely.
And when you're younger, you almost think you're invincible and nothing's going to happen. So I would say the most important thing that I have learned and would like other women to know is don't be afraid of that mammogram. The new treatments are coming down the road at light speed. There's much more attention to breast conservation. And so absolutely, it's never a good time to have cancer. But if a person has to be diagnosed with something so scary, we're in a good place right now medically and research-wise and treatment-wise. So I would say do not put that mammogram off, regardless of your age.
Right. And I always say, and I mean, I understand it's a very, very, nervous process. And like your neighbor did say, like, what if they find something? Unfortunately, with cancer, this isn't like you know, a non-cancerous mole they found on your shoulder that you can decide you're going to take, yes, you know, get rid of next month. Cancer doesn't stop. So the earlier that you can catch it, you know, that really, really can define what your path is moving forward when it comes to treatment. I always say this, absolutely, you could avoid chemo. I mean, like in our case, chemo radiation are only options. And so we have to go through it. But there's other type of breast cancers where you may have to skip that part of it. Maybe just do a lumpectomy to take that out. So like the sooner that you can get the diagnosis, if that is in fact, you know, what lies ahead in your journey, I so encourage you to do that because, like I just said, there's so many factors that it could change for you. And for me, I mean, you know, it's super aggressive. I mean, within a week of my diagnosis, it was in my lymph node. I mean, at that point, it goes wherever. And so, you know, had I not done that self-exam and caught it when it was because somebody else was public with their situation, it could have been very different for me. And I know that wholeheartedly. So that's why I'm so grateful for this platform to be able to speak to you and to be able to speak to other women out there and try and, you know, influence maybe their decision moving forward if they are nervous. Now, I do have to say, if this is you and you are nervous about making a mammogram and you don't understand the process, you can visit carmanos.org/showusyourpink. I went to the Carmanos Cancer Center and did a video on mammography and the process from beginning to check in all the way to the end. And so ladies, head over there if this is something that, you know, that you want to, you know, maybe ease some of your fears about.
That's an excellent point. Absolutely.
Yep. And then, you know, for you and I with triple negative breast cancer, I mean, this really is something that can grow in between mammograms because it's so aggressive. So it's very important to do those self-exams in between that time. And, you know, you hear about family history, but let's be honest, it's 5 to 10% of cases. And women are getting it younger. So you may not be mammogram age at 40. So do those self-exams leading up to that, especially, you know, if you have other factors like a family history, it's so important to do those as well, right?
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there anything else you want to tell everybody out there?
Well, I'll just make a couple more points that are really important to me to getting through this.
100%.
I have to really stress the importance of a good support group. Mm-hmm. My family, my children have been wonderful. Friends have been great. And I think, like you said, getting the word out there about breast cancer, my friends now who are most of them are close to my age, they are absolutely on top of getting their mammograms and staying on top of that. And then the other thing is I have a very deep faith, and that gives me hope for going forward into the future. Mm-hmm. So those three factors are really important to me, family and friends and faith. And they really helped me get through this whole thing.
Yes.
And continue to.
And listen, if you are out there, ladies, and you get a diagnosis and you don't have that support system, please email me, call me, reach out to me here. I will be there for you. I know the process. I know how scary it can be. And I know how it can be for people if they don't have that. So please feel free to reach out to me. I will be here for you in any way that I can. Well, thank you so much. Go ahead, Susan.
Shannon,
yeah.
I was just going to say that with regard to what you just said, you're absolutely right. And that's the advantage of Carmanos, and I would imagine other cancer centers as well, that if you don't have an immediate family nearby or you don't have a big circle of friends or people that you feel confident discussing this with, as you said, the cancer center will provide those support groups for you. And you will almost develop, I've noticed when I've gone for my treatments, there's almost a family of people that you connect to because of you're all having the same disease you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And then they become your support group as well. And you can make friends through those support groups. If you don't have an immediate circle, you can make friends through this connection you have through cancer. And that turns out to be just as valid and just as important as friends you may have known, you know, throughout your life, because you connect with these people on such a deep level of having this kind of scary disease. And so, as you said, the Carmanos and other cancer centers would also connect you to a group that becomes your family and friends.
Yeah. And I mean, they can also connect with your actual family, because let's be honest, not everyone knows what to do or say in that situation. I would say most people don't know how to support somebody who is going through this. So thankful to Carmanos Cancer Institute, who do have programs like that, that help not only the patient, but their friends and family understand the process and how they can contribute in your treatment plan. So, well, thank you so much for talking with us today, Susan. I feel super honored to have spoken to you.
Thank you, Shannon. I return the compliment. I feel the same talking to you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Everybody else, if you are a breast cancer survivor or currently going through treatments, you can head over to 1051thebounce.com. Tell us about your story there. You could be featured here on The Bounce and also receive a $250 Visa gift card. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you, Shannon. Nice talking to you.
All right, you too.